Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had a tremendous game last night. They beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia, and he outplayed Joel Embiid by a wide margin. Giannis goes for 45 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 blocks, including 4 on Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And this was without Eric Bledsoe, who's arguably their second-best player. And he was ejected 3 minutes in the game for throwing a ball at Embiid. And Chris Middleton, who was an all-star for the Bucks, he only played 25 minutes because he's coming off a groin injury. And I said today on First Things First, and I think it rocked the NBA world.
It did.
It rocked the NBA world. Now, look, I don't officially give the title of best player in the world away to anybody in the regular season. Okay? You have to deliver in the postseason. But – the fact is, Giannis Antetokounmpo right now is playing like the best player in the world. I believe he'll deliver in the playoffs. If he and I don't say they have to win it. I don't expect them to win the championship. I'm not even saying they have to get to the finals. But if they do have to probably get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because first round they'll have a weak sister that they can beat. And then second round, most likely Boston. And they should, if they lose to Boston, then there's a problem. But if they beat Boston and then they get to the conference finals and maybe lose to Philly or Toronto, and Giannis plays well throughout the playoffs, then I'll be ready to say he's the best player in the world.
Yeah, that last part is what concerns me. If they lose to Boston, if they lose to Philly, whoever, it's hard for me to believe that anybody – I think he's certainly the most uniquely skilled player in the NBA right now.
Incredible. Like last night, he did it. He drove to the basket.
Yep.
He posted up Embiid. He posted up Embiid, used a jump hook, used a turnaround jumper. He even hit 3 three-pointers. He hit mid-range jumpers. He led the fast break. And as I said, he blocked shots on defense, got deflections. I mean, he's arguably the best defensive player in the world. The only weakness, if you will, in his game is three-point shooting, and he's getting better at that. This dude, we've never seen anything like it.
I agree. No, most uniquely skilled player in the NBA. My only concern is when you give a title like the best player in the world to a guy that's never won a playoff series, like, it's hard for me to go down that road. He's the most uniquely skilled. He is the future of this league as we start to look at what life is going to be like after LeBron. That's my only hesitation, though, is he has, you know, unbelievable flashes. Well, he plays great every night.
Consistently, right.
But I just need to see it in the postseason when it counts, when teams have 2, 3, 4 games to try and slow him down. How far can he take Milwaukee? I agree with you. I don't think he needs to win a title. Nobody's beating Golden State, at least in my opinion. But I just need to see it a little bit more in the games that truly, truly, truly matter.
Well, they do need to win a series, or really two.
I agree.
I'm saying Eastern Conference Finals is where you have to go. But right now, he's playing tremendous basketball. So who would you say right now? I mean, it's been LeBron James for a decade. Mm-hmm. And to our point, LeBron James, at least in my book and I think in many people's eyes, he became the best player in the world, I would say, in 2007.
Yep,
now, the Kobe fans out there might not agree, like Rob G. He's shivering right now. But LeBron, when he scored 48 against Detroit, and that was a great Detroit Pistons team. That was a championship team. They had Rasheed Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups. And he put 48 on them in the playoffs, led Cleveland to a 4-2 series victory in the conference finals. And even though they got swept by San Antonio, that didn't deter me or most people or a lot of people from saying LeBron James is now the best player in the world. So that's what I'm looking for from Giannis. Doesn't have to win it. But as long as you play well and you're just as dominant, if not more, in the playoffs as you are in the regular season.
So let me ask you this, though. Uniquely skilled player, like we all agree. But to me, the best player in the world is the guy that you want in your corner, in your foxhole, in the playoffs when games matter. I think you could argue, and also, you know, also has to be awesome and do all those things, you know. So I think you could legitimately I think it's hard to argue LeBron based on how he played post-injury, and of course the conversation becomes, is this the new LeBron? Can he stay healthy for however many regular season games and then into an extended playoff run? It might be KD to me, because two-time finals MVP, I know he really took off when he got, you know, a 73-win team behind him, right?
And he was great before that, no question.
But that's, to me, is like, I've seen it from KD on the biggest stages 2 years in a row. He's still relatively young. I believe he just turned 30. And, like, the regular – you know how it is with the Warriors. Like, the regular season doesn't matter.
Not now, for sure.
Exactly. And so, to me, like, if I got to go to war with one guy right now, it's probably KD, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, KD certainly in the discussion. KD, maybe LeBron, although you can't give it to LeBron because he didn't lead his team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Giannis – here's the question about KD, though, and he is their best player, but is he the most important player on this team?
See, and that's where, you know,
he's not.
Yeah. No, well,
I don't think he is.
And what concerns me about my own argument is, like, he didn't really take off until he had the dudes behind him.
So you don't think he took off in OKC?
I mean, he was great, but he also had some duds there late in that Golden State series. So, listen, I just think that guy is so good. He's been so clutch. He's hit so many big shots over these last 2 years. But I got to be honest, it does worry me, and this has been my argument on KD for a while, is, you know, we're seeing a different side of him now that he's got four All-Stars, three future.
You mean the brash, talking all that. He's told me that that's the real KD. Because I said to him, like, you weren't like this in OKC. He said, this is the real me. He said, I was putting up a front then.
See, I have a lot of thoughts on that. I know we got to get to break. I actually think – I don't think he knows who he is. And I don't think he liked the backlash that came when he came to Golden State, so he had to kind of get a hard shell, a hard exterior. But I think, and this is a conversation, you know, that we've been having for years,
right,
with all of his kind of public, you know, back and forth and all that
burner
stuff with the media. Exactly. I think that's his exterior. I think he's trying to be tough, and I'm not, this isn't me like, oh, he's a fake tough guy, but like, I just think that that's part of it. Is I don't think this is who he really is. I just don't think he's comfortable enough in his own skin to tell the haters to, you know what, off.
What about Harden?
Oh, man. You know,
Harden is awesome. I mean, and he's actually trying defensively. Like, yeah, he's up there around the league leaders in deflections and steals. Mm-hmm. Not a great defender by any stretch, but it's not the old narrative it was 4 years ago where it was like he's a joke defensively. He's got to be – and look, the playoffs are huge for all these guys.
Yep.
Harden, KD, of course, and Giannis. So let's see who delivers. Let's see Kyrie deliver. Not that he's in the conversation for best player in the world.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are here in Minneapolis for the Final Four, and it's been a great tournament.
Yep.
But a lot of people are just – let's just keep it real.
Sure.
The NCAA tournament is followed for the most part by casual fans. There are those diehard college basketball fans out there, obviously. But you bring in so many casual fans because of the tournament. And the casual fan does not know who Texas Tech is. They do not know. They might know Virginia. Virginia's on the marquee of the Final Four.
The slow, boring team.
Right. But you're right. That's their image. And then you got Auburn, first time in the Final Four. And, of course, Michigan State, another team that people may know or should know. But you have an interesting theory. We were talking about this before the show began. And you think that everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the NCAA tournament last weekend.
And I'm a college basketball guy. I love it. But obviously, I like when there's stories and it's foremost. And so, like, as an example, that Duke-Michigan State game with Zion Williamson, 18 million viewers. 18 million. And so you and I were talking before the show, and I just think you can go region by region, those four Elite Eight games. As you said, it was great in the lead up to the Elite Eight. But you could argue that the TV execs and what we do and interest that we got the wrong result in all four games. We know that Duke would have brought a ton of eyeballs, Zion Williamson. Kentucky is a big brand, even though obviously their players change every year. Purdue, Carson Edwards became a household name last week. And then even Gonzaga, I know that they're kind of a weird brand. It's a small school in Spokane, Washington, but they have won a couple really good players. Rui Hachimura for them is from Japan. He brings a huge following with him. He will be the first Japanese player drafted this year. So I just think all four of those results for interest purposes went the wrong way last weekend.
No, there's no question. You're right. And here's the deal. Upsets are great in weekends one and two. But then when you get the deeper you get in the tournament, at the end of the day, I want to see the big name players and the big name schools deep in the tournament. I don't mind a Cinderella or maybe two, but I got to see Duke or Kentucky or North Carolina, somebody like that in the Final Four. And I do think it hurts. I've been saying for years that a mid-major is going to win a championship soon. Butler almost did it. Now, Texas Tech and Auburn aren't mid-majors, but they're pretty – you know what I mean? They're in major conferences, but they're not powerhouses.
Sure.
So, you know, the deal is you've got these teams with third and fourth and even fifth-year players, and they've got more chemistry, more trust between the players. Their basketball IQs are higher. There's more synergy between them and the head coach. And the most talented teams in the country now – are made up of freshmen who really don't have any chemistry, have one foot out the door thinking NBA. And that's why I think we have a scenario like this where you've got some of these teams that don't get the one and dones, don't get the blue chippers, but they keep their guys 3 and 4 years and they got a chance to win a national title.
I saw a stat this week. I believe none of the top 100 recruits in last year's recruiting cycle will be playing in the Final Four.
Now, wow.
Yeah, I think one of them is at Texas Tech, but he redshirted this year because of injury. But when you were just talking about that, think about that Michigan State team that beat Duke. I mean, a bunch of big, grown men, you know, physical. The kid that hit the big shot, fifth-year senior, Cassius Winston, like, he's not on any mock draft board, but, like, that dude just knows how to play basketball. He was the best player on the court last week.
No question.
20-10, and so I don't disagree with you at all. Even Villanova last year that had a bunch of guys drafted, they were third and fourth year guys, you know, when they won the championship.
Yep. And look, we know one and done is going away in a couple of years. What's fair in American life, in my view, is that if you're good enough to go to the pros, you should be able to go. So I'm all for the kids being able to go out of high school. But what would be best, I think, for the game of basketball at both the NBA and the collegiate level – would be if the kids went to college and stayed 3 years or so, 2 or 3 years.
I totally agree. There are so many guys that are going to get drafted high in this draft, and this is going to sound insulting. It's not intended to be. They don't know how to play basketball. They don't know how to play defense. They don't know how to be a member of a team, and it's no disrespect. They're 19 years old, but this draft especially is really bad.
Yeah, no question. And NBA guys are telling me after the first 2 or 3, then you don't have great players.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Notre Dame coach, Muffet McGraw. I love saying that name. I mean,
it's a great name.
It's a great name.
It's an all-timer.
She had some strong words that she said after their game. It was really a feminist manifesto, if you will.
Sure.
And here's some of it that we're going to respond to. Muffet McGraw, Notre Dame head coach.
When you look at men's basketball, and 99% of the jobs go to men, why shouldn't 100 or 99% of the jobs in women's basketball go to women? Maybe it's because we only have 10% women athletic directors in Division I. People hire people who look like them, and that's the problem.
Wow. Whew. She said a mouthful, and she said even more that we didn't play. But I want to focus in on her saying, if 99% of the coaches of men's basketball are men, then why should 99% of the women's basketball coaches be women? Obviously, you got a lot of men's coaches in women's basketball. You don't have any female head coaches in men's basketball at the college, or at least the Division I college level. I don't even know if you have any at the lower levels. And certainly not, obviously, in the NBA. You got some assistants, Becky Hammon, and, you know, maybe one day she'll become a head coach. I'm going to say this. I would have no problem if, because let's face it, 100% of the head coaches, as I said, in men's basketball are men. I would have no problem if 100% of the coaches in women's basketball were women.
Interesting. Why
no
do you say
problem
that?
Whatsoever. Now, if they end up having, if a Becky Hammon or a Nancy Lieberman or somebody ends up coaching a team in the NBA, fine, you know. But I'm certainly not in that group that's like, we got to get a female head coach in the NBA. We got to get a female coach in men's Division I basketball. I think it's fine the way it is. And I get it. It's not fair because you got so many men coaching women. Get rid of them. I'm fine with it. Like, I think sex segregation has its place.
Interesting.
I don't want girls in high school wrestling against boys. If you want a girls to play football, then make a girls football league. They don't need to compete with boys. I don't want to see Layla Ali or whoever the great female boxer is of the Tay fighting men. There's a place for sex segregation, particularly in sports. Now, you can have coaches of the opposite sex, of course, but I'm cool with what Muffet McGraw said. I don't know if she was advocating that we get rid of the men's coaches in women's basketball, or was she just saying we need more women's coaches in men's basketball. But I would be fine if men coached men and women coached women.
So why do you say that? Just from the perspective of if we took all the males out of female coaching, why is that okay for you?
Because it would be equal. Because
sure.
Then you'd have men coaching men.
Yeah.
Now, some people would say, well, just have more women coaching men, mm-hmm. you know, which is I guess you could go that route as well. I'm just saying if we want to make things equal, then I'm fine with getting rid of it. Now, look, the reason there are men coaching women in basketball is because if you go way back to when women's basketball really started beginning and picking up decades ago, remember, women used to play 3-on-3. You know, when I went to high school, I went to high school in different places. I was in Ohio. I was in Iowa for 2.5 years.
Oh.
In Iowa in the mid-'80s, I don't know when they ended it, but they played 3-on-3 basketball to women. Like half – like you had 3-on-3 on both sides. So one team would have 3 girls on offense, and then on the other side of the court, the same team would have 3 defenders.
Oh, my goodness.
So you had girls that literally only played defense, and you had girls that only played offense. It was 6-on-6.
That's
and
insane.
I mean, girls would average 45 points. I mean, it was crazy.
Those are those Chris Broussard numbers right there. Yeah.
I wish. But my point is, so when girls really started initially playing basketball and getting serious about it, you know, you had men coaching them because men had been coaching
yes.
and playing the game for a lot longer, and that has just maintained over the years. But now, of course, you got plenty of women that coach. If you want to get the men out of the WNBA as far as coaches, out of Division I college basketball, I'm fine with it. Let the women coach them and let the men coach the men. I'm not saying, again, I don't mind it if there's a female head coach in the NBA, but I wouldn't mind it if it was the other way either.
Yeah, I think Muffet McGraw's broader point, and I think she's right on this, is one, exactly what she said, which is people hire people that look like them. And I think her point was, it's not that women aren't qualified to do the job. It's that we're not given the opportunity.
Right.
And I can't speak for the NBA, but I know that that's kind of a big topic in college basketball right now, is with minority head coaches, is they're just not getting the opportunities. And it's an old boys network,
right.
And jobs are being filled by guys that have failed 2-3 other places because they know the right people. Because let's be honest, she said a lot of the ADs are male and not female.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are white, too, and that's
right.
why. And so that in college basketball right now is a big issue where it doesn't feel like minorities are getting the same chances as everybody else is. So I get her point, and I'm actually sympathetic to her point in the sense that, like, just give the job to people who are qualified. But I think her point then becomes, how do we get qualified if we're not given a chance? Because males are taking up disproportionately to men's basketball. Males are taking up a lot of jobs in women's basketball.
Right. And what she's saying to your point is, we need more female ADs.
Yep.
I think that's one thing she's
sure.
saying. And we would hire, you know, they would hire more women to, if she's right about people hiring people that look like them. But I just – that's my whole point is I would be fine with it. Like I said, I think there's times. I don't think everything obviously needs to be segregated. My daughters went to an all-girls high school.
Interesting.
And they loved it. You know, you had more girls, obviously, in leadership positions.
Mm-hmm.
You had more girls in math and science because they're not there with the boys. You know, obviously, segregated schools used to be, and I'm not talking about racially, I'm talking about with sex, used to be more popular. My father went to an all-boys high school, you know, and I think all-boys or all-girls schools would be great, to be honest, because I know as a boy going to high school, the biggest distraction was girls.
Oh, 100.
That's the only reason I wanted to go for a lot of times. You know, I mean, really.
And that's
like,
why
I would have been a much
school.
Better student. I was a good student anyway, but I probably would have been a better student if their girls weren't around. You know
see, I
mean?
Don't think I would have gone to school if there weren't girls around. I'd have been like, no, I'm good. I'm going to get me a job. I don't care if
go.
I'm 14 years old.
Right, right.
So, no, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I had read the quotes, but I hadn't heard the audio. I actually think it's a pretty interesting point. I'm not at the place where I'm with you, where it's like men should only be coaching men. And I know
not
you're not saying,
saying
that. Yeah.
It has to be that way. But.
Yeah. But I think like her point of like anything else in life, how do you get opportunity is a fair one. And yes, we want more women, but if women aren't doing the hiring and women aren't getting opportunities as assistants, they're not going to become head coaches. And then we have the problem where X number of or X percentage of, of women's coaches are males.
Right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.